BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Did it get merged in a wibbly wobbly house?
BBC Radio.
One. Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are done.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, Chris has moved into a very roomy new house. I've also provided you with a classic 24 years at the tap end. We found some more. Today we go back to Chris's 19th year and the first day at university. Our quiz today, Don't Look It Up, features more live lounges that time forgot. You'll struggle to remember some of these, but they did actually happen. And I've had my first lockdown selfie request. Didn't go that well, if I'm honest.
One.
We are on. It's Scott and Chris. Chris is in his new home. How's it going there?
Yeah, it's okay.
It sounds well.
Why have I got mad echo? Oh, I see what you're doing here. You're trying to make out that I live in a mansion.
How is the new house? How was the move?
Yeah, it's quite roomy in here, as you can hear. I'm just in the east wing.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll tell you what, though. When I moved in, the ceiling started leaking. So I've been trying to deal with that. These are the kind of problems I don't know how to deal with, though.
Yeah. You're going to get that in a larger property, you know? Let me hear the door. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, doorbell.
That's the door there.
Do the doorbell. Awesome. It's probably got like different functions on it. Do another one. Oh yeah. Classic.
Are you proud of me?
Yeah. You've done well. Do it again. Do it again. Oh yes. You've done very well. And did you get that butler that bows really low when you answer the door, like you said you were going to do? All right.
Yeah. He doesn't. He doesn't bow as low as I would like. He's
listen to that locking facility.
This is pathetic.
Anyway, nice to speak to you. You sound exactly the same as you did last week. However, you've been doing this show now for on and off 15 weeks in lockdown. At least you've got a different view out of your room, you know?
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah, it's just nice to switch it up.
It must be.
Although it means I can't see the wrong uns across the road.
Yeah, you've moved from them. What can you see outside now then?
Just bush.
Is it? Did they come with it or did you plant them specially? Or?
They sort of, just straight up bush outside the house here, Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott in the studios at Radio 1 and Chris at home. Oh, another delivery for you there then.
Just another delivery, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Hey, Scott, Mike Skinner today. This has been such a long time coming, but you know how much that guy means to me, right?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah.
Like the biggest fan. So, the biggest fan.
You've had, like, some of your best nights out of your life, you've told me, have been with Mike Skinner on stage in front of you. Now you're going to be speaking to him, and he's doing a DJ set for us at 1 this afternoon. You'd have been so proud of me on Friday's official chart. I got to speak to Liam Gallagher, right?
Okay.
Massive. And I launched straight into some top football bands.
Okay, I've not heard this.
It's my first, my first kind of opening question to him. Do you want to hear how, like, easily and seamlessly I kind of brought it into the conversation?
Yeah, go on then.
Let me play this. This is from Friday's chart show. Liam, are you all right?
Hungover today, unfortunately. So there you go. Peaked a bit too early.
Did you peak? Yeah, peaked early. How are you finding the football being back?
Yeah.
Good. So, I mean, boring watching it on the box and that, but at least we won and that, you know what I mean? So that's all that matters, really.
Yeah.
I love you trying to bond with Liam Gallagher because I take you didn't tell him about the last time that you met him.
I didn't know.
No, it was quite a long time ago, wasn't it? And he was a different Liam Gallagher then, and you were just kind of starting out, weren't you?
Yeah.
But he wasn't very savoury to you.
No, I didn't like to mention that. He's changed, you know. It was a long time ago. I was new here, and I mean, there was no respect shown. Put it that way.
Oh, he went full Liam Gallagher on you.
Yeah,
it was awesome,
massively. Also, this is good. Would you like to hear... I ran down the album chart with him, right? And he's number one on the album chart this week. Would you like to hear his views on the other people in the album chart? Would you like that?
Yes. Okay, here we go.
So I told him the top five. Number five is Harry Styles with Fine Line. Have you heard that album?
I have. I heard it before it came out. He played it me at the studio. It was in the same studio. Some good tunes on it. I like it.
It's all right.
I like
it. Number four. Yeah. Don't come now. Dua Lipa, Future Nostalgia.
Yeah, it's all right. I've not heard it, though. It's not my cup of tea.
Can we... Right.
Not my cup of
tea. 1 week, can we get Liam Gallagher to do the whole chart?
Oh, no.
I'd love to hear him just try and like gently sell every song.
Not
in
my
it.
Cup of tea.
Fair play to her.
Fair play to her. Comment. It's good. Number three, Lewis Capaldi. Heard this one?
His new song?
No, it's just his album. It's been out for ages.
No. Is that number three still? Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, he's a good tune, I guess. Got a good voice. I met him. Seems like a nice lad.
Number two is Lady Gaga.
Never heard of her.
Just some new eyes. So anyway, she's down to play, so who cares? Chromatica is number two, which means... Third solo number one album, 11th overall number one in your whole career. And the first, right, this is interesting, the first number one live album in 6 years to go to number one.
Well, happy man's not bad for a 48-year-old, especially with all these pop stars knocking about.
Amazing. Amazing.
I love it.
Dua Lipa, it's all right, it's just not my cup of tea, really.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mum or Dad, why have you got a photo of me and my ex still up in their house? Not okay.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Helen.
Hi.
There's something going on that you don't agree with at your parents' house, isn't there?
There really is, yeah.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, so it's a bit of an awkward photo situation going on at my mum and stepdad's.
Okay, we were talking about this last time we were on. Sometimes they still have photos up that you want taken down.
Yeah. So it was about 5 years ago. My uncle came back from Australia to see all our family. So it only happens sort of like every sort of few years, if that. So we go to the garden, have a nice picture with everybody in it. And then obviously my mum gets that blown up and put on the wall. However, that was about 5 years ago. And since then, the person that I'm not with is in that photo, and I'm holding our dog that I also don't have anymore. But also, not only that, my sister is in that photo with her ex-husband, and my cousin is also in that photo with her ex-husband as well. But yeah, it's just very awkward, and okay. It's still on the wall as we speak.
Have you touched on the subject with your parents?
I have kind of mentioned it. Obviously, it's got family members in there that my mum wants to have on the wall, so I do appreciate that, but it's just awkward. So far, nobody in my dating scene has reached the threshold to go round to my mum's house and actually witness that picture. But it really is only a matter of time, I'm hoping, before that happens. So. Yeah.
And then, I mean, you've surely at that point, you've got to have it changed.
I really do. And do you know what the worst thing is that I'm actually a photographer as well. So I keep thinking I could definitely Photoshop that, but I just don't know how I would do it. And yeah.
Oh, well, in a way, I'm glad that you've not met the person that's good enough to be in the new photo, because you've not actually had to do anything about it yet, but that time will come.
It will definitely come, hopefully, but yeah, I just need some options on photoshopping and who to put into that photo, maybe. Even for my sister and my cousin as well, you know?
Yeah, it's really out of date. Like, everyone's moved on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This person says, my mum doesn't have photos of me and my exes up around her house, but still talks to them all the time if she sees them in Sainsbury's, and then tells me about it in front of my new boyfriend, which isn't new anymore. It's 3.5 years. It's the most uncomfortable experience for both me and boyfriend. Oh, I saw your ex in Sainsbury's today. Yeah, okay, cool. I like...
Awful.
Yeah, awful. I like this one. My nan replaced my dad with a bush in her wedding photo after they divorced. Literally just stuck a picture of a bush over him so it looked like the bush had an arm around my mum. Karen in Torquay, thanks.
So the lesson from this is, even though you're very happy with your boyfriend or girlfriend, right, whenever you get a family photo, make sure that they are always on the outside so that you can just cut them out of a photo 100%. If needs be.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the lesson learned.
Also, if you do have parents or grandparents and they've still got that picture up of you and your ex, right, and they're saying, well, it's just a nice picture. Yeah, but it's my ex. If they need a talking to, we can do that for you. So let us know. We can do this service for you. We can call them and politely ask for it to be taken down. We're on 81199 if you want to do that.
Scott Mills.
And now it's time for Don't Look It Up. It's our daily quiz when we're on. After 12. So maybe have a little break from work if you're working from home at the moment. They're not going to notice 10 minutes. It's fine. Kirsty and Inverness is all Zoomed out. She has literally banned all quizzes from her life that are on Zoom. But as this one's on the radio, she is playing along. I get what you mean. I'm done with the Zoom quizzes now. All our friends group ones have like fizzled out. How about you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. Yeah, it's actually quite a boring evening doing quizzes like that, I've now decided.
Done.
However, I do like this quiz. I kind of want it to stay. I don't really want a point where this quiz leaves the show. Okay. I assume at some point it might.
Yeah.
But for now, let's enjoy it.
No, I'm quite up for it staying. So is Amy. It's her focal point of the day at the moment. Yeah, but Amy, what about when it all goes back to normal? Will you still love Don't Look It Up then, will you? Gemma in Stevenage is playing against her boss, who is at the other end of the country, but they're playing on WhatsApp. Let us know if you're playing. Who are you playing against? What are you playing for? Maybe it's tea tonight. Maybe it's drinks when all this is over. 81199. Here's our quizmaster, Will. He's back.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, hi.
I forget.
Oh,
I wasn't
it's
here.
Good to have you back. Yeah, no offence to Grace, who was on as quiz mistress last week. Quizmaster,
week
never
before.
Sure quite
the week
how it
before.
Works. Week before, yeah, who had an absolute shocker with Patrick Thistle
yes.
at one point.
Legendary.
She meant to say Partick Thistle there off of football, but read it out as Patrick Thistle. And we're certainly not going to let her forget that anytime
no,
soon.
No, absolutely not.
All right, so what have you got for us today? Let's go.
Round one.
Round one, Will, is
food abroad.
Okay, then. Food abroad.
Abroad food.
Abroad food.
So we'd like to have question
food
one,
food from
please.
Abroad.
Question one, please.
Foreign food. A Vienna sausage is known by what name here in the UK? I'll read it again. A Vienna sausage is known by what name here in the UK?
You've got 5 seconds. Write it down or send it to your mate if you're playing along on WhatsApp.
So it's, hang on, I don't understand this round. We've just launched into it. So it's what it's commonly known as here.
Exactly.
I'm going to say Frankfurter.
I'm going to go Frankfurter as well, yeah.
The answer is Frankfurter or hot dog for a
yes,
point.
That's because I've spent a lot of time in Vienna, guys. Next question, please.
Question two. Americans, Australians and New Zealanders all call it an eggplant. But what do we call this vegetable
oh, yeah.
in the UK?
I had to look this up the other day for a recipe. That's what it's called, recipe.
Foreign food.
Chris?
I'm going to go aubergine.
I'm going to say aubergine. It confused me for a while. I actually went to the shop and asked for eggplant, and the man looked at me like I was crazy. And then I looked it up in the shop and saw it was an aubergine. And Bob's your uncle.
And the answer is aubergine, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
And next one.
I hope this doesn't ruin the next bit of this round. But you know when you go abroad, and the one that always gets me is cilantro.
Cilantro.
Yeah. That's not the next question.
In America.
It?
What is it?
Cilantro.
Coriander, isn't it?
Coriander. There's another one as well that's really... Oh, every time I'm like, what's that? And then I remember again. Is it... Yeah, I can't remember. Anyway, that's boring. Next one.
Question three. Known in the Spanish-speaking world as the garbanzo bean, what do we call it here in the UK? The garbanzo bean.
5 seconds. Write it down. Here we go.
What's that? I love that. I mean, obviously, missing holidays and that, but when you kind of have to Google what the food is.
Yeah.
Big fan.
I think it's something like lentils. Lentils is my answer.
I'm going to go baked beans.
The answer is a chickpea.
Oh!
Oh!
Give yourself a point if you said that the garbanzo bean is a chickpea. That is fine.
Good round.
Food. Good
great.
Round. Really good. We'll get to round two after Jess Glynn.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Guys, does anyone mind if I relive the Patrick Thistle bit from when Grace was quizmaster last time?
Oh, yes, I think it would be good to contextualise, wouldn't it, what we were saying?
Okay, if you missed this, it's great.
Question two. In 2015, Patrick Thistle's new mascot made headlines after it was described as terrifying.
Patrick Thistle.
What?
it's Partick Thistle.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, so it's not a man
who's
called...
Patrick Thistle?
Okay, I thought it was a man. Football fan, actual football fan, Grace there. One!
To be fair, you didn't know much better, Scott, listening to that back. But
no, I didn't.
Yeah, you're not a football fan. Someone's texted in, George in Bridgewater texted in saying, unpopular opinion, Grace is the better quizmaster. I quite like that people have their favourites. No offence, Will.
Sorry,
of course, but
I think people should
some
be able
people
to request.
Do prefer Grace. Yeah, yeah.
That's the way it goes, you know. All right, so we've had foreign foods, and now we're going to have...
Round two.
Which is round two?
Live lounges that time forgot.
Oh, one of my
yes.
faves. Okay. The live lounge has been going flipping ages, and you're not going to remember all of them because some of them are terrible. And some of them just will have slipped your memory. But here's where we remind you.
Question one. Which 2020 Brit Award winners is this covering Gwen Stefani in the live lounge? Two times the bit round that track, and ain't gonna happen like that, cause I ain't no Harlem band.
What is going on?
What a noise. What? Brit winners?
2020.
2020? Oh, okay. 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. The problem I have here is I don't think it's... I'm going by the 2020 thing. But surely it's not them.
I've gone total blank.
Think about it. Think who, when we were at the Brits, Scott, who was, you see, I'm just thinking bands that were at the Brits, and the first one that comes to mind, I don't think sounds like the answer, so it's going to be a gamble, this.
Yeah.
Because for me, it sounds like an old band, like...
Yes?
Okay, this might, and don't laugh at me, but I'm going to go Foles.
Right, no, I was going to go something like that. See, I wanted to say Friendly Fires, but not 2020. Well, I'm going to say that anyway, I don't know.
The answer is Foles.
Yes, Chris!
Oh, come on!
Yes!
Come on.
Well done. Okay, next one, please. Give yourself a point if you said Foles as well.
One of nine live lounge appearances for this artist, but who is this covering Emily Sandé's Heaven? Then I'm going to heaven, oh, heaven. Wait with good intention now, but the day it
always lasts too long. Oh. 5 seconds.
It's so familiar, isn't it?
It is. Is it Bruno Mars?
I'm gonna go Mendes.
Sure, Mendes.
Nine appearances in the live lounge. It's Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
Is it? Should have got that one really, lads. Okay, next one.
Question three. Can you name the Welsh singer covering Mario, Let Me Love You? You should let me love you. Let me be the one to
give you everything you want and need. What a song. 5 seconds. Welsh singer.
What?
From the live lounge that time forgot. Is it who I think it is? Is it Duffy? No. Oh, no. Ah!
Chris?
I've said it now.
Well, I don't know. Charlotte Church.
Is the correct answer,
no!
Chris, for a point.
Unbelievable. How are you doing this?
That's a guess.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't... That's just the go-to Welsh singer for me. Amazing.
God, where are you finding these clips? That must be so long ago. Wow. Okay, give yourself a point if you said Charlotte Church. Oh, by the way, on the foods that are different in other places, arugula, that's annoying, isn't it? Arugula. Do you know what that is?
Arugula. No, what is it?
Rocket. Just say rocket. A rocket salad. I have the arugula. And, of course, the one that gets me a lot is zucchini. That's just courgette. Okay, round three of the quiz coming next. How are you doing?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Laura, who is currently beating her partner 3-0 on the quiz. He is fuming in the car on the way back to Blackburn. Sarah in Norwich. It's not a capsicum, it's a bell pepper, agreed. Also, scallions get in the sea. That's a spring onion. Okay, Will, you have got round three for us. Here we go.
Round three.
As always, I'm doing terribly. I'm imagining that Chris is in the lead. Yeah.
It's 4-2 to Chris, yeah.
Okay, where are we with round three? What have we got?
It's all about number plates, Scott.
All yep. right. Is this going to be interesting?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, question one then on number plates.
Question one. What letter indicates a car is from Germany on a number plate?
Who cares? this is a bad round. This is nice. I can see what's happened here. This has been a brainstorm, hasn't it? It seems interesting on the surface, but you can tell by the first question this is going to be dull as.
You wait to the third
anyway,
question.
Let's crack on.
All right. Sorry, it was such a long time ago. Can we have the question again?
What letter indicates a car is from Germany on a number plate? 5 seconds.
D.
I'm going to say that it's got a D on it because Deutschland.
It's D.
Yes, it's D. Come on. I got one right. Next one, please.
What country has the letter A as their international vehicle code?
A, international vehicle code for which country? 5 seconds. 5 seconds. Austria.
It's Austria.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, so you're both getting full marks on this.
Okay, I like this round. And finally, on number plates.
Question three. If I saw a car with a number plate letter M as their international vehicle code, where would they be from?
You're making me scared. Okay, 5 seconds. M.
Mongolia.
Malta.
The answer is Malta.
Get out!
Yeah, you see, you got full marks on that.
What the?
Let's now do that one again.
Why? No, I got 3. I'm keen. Let us know how you did on today's quiz. 81199. This person says, your show is so educational. I was today years old when I learned what a garbanzo bean was and that it's...
You see?
Partick Thistle, not Patrick Thistle, you see? Educate and entertain, that's what we do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mike Skinner.
In the mix.
It is mad that we are getting this calibre of artists to stop what they're doing and spend some time doing a DJ set for us at lunchtimes on Radio 1, right, Chris?
Yeah, look, I know you were very excited when Katy Perry came on to do a DJ set on this show.
Big name.
For me, yeah, I get it. But everyone has their heroes. This guy is mine. I think he's the absolute nuts. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mike Skinner.
Yes, Mike.
Can we talk about Katy Perry and Carol Baskin?
Oh, my God. Right, so she apparently is the only person that has had access to Carol.
Access?
Well,
yeah.
She had a Zoom because Carol, and we've tried many a time, Carol is not doing any press because apparently she's not keen on the way she's been portrayed in Tiger King.
Why is Katy Perry getting involved?
Don't know.
Yeah. But this happens. Some famous people do take it upon themselves to go where other people won't.
They ask the hard questions that you guys... Well, I respect that.
Yeah. We really appreciate you doing this for us. And if I can get your first selection, please.
So this is like my ultimate lockdown record. Because glamour and cuddles is all I care about in lockdown.
So what song have you chosen?
Mabel, Finders Keepers. Yeah, I want to see, like, money, champagne,
yeah,
and just embracing.
One.
It's Finders Keepers, it's a vein or deeper. It's Finders.
Mabel and Finders Keepers, chosen by Mike Skinner on BBC Radio 1. Now, Mike, I've heard in recent times you do like a little swear on Radio 1, so if we can try and get through the DJ set without that happening, I mean, it might not, you know?
It was a low moment in my life, but I've actually been to an institution since then.
Oh.
And I've written a long message on social media talking about how I can change.
I was at Maida Vale when Mike Skinner performed, and you just bought the streets back, and you were doing a live gig on Annie Mac's show. I've never seen a producer so nervous as watching you do Blinded by the Lights, but trying to avoid swearing throughout it.
My superpower is being able to perform my songs without swear words.
Yeah.
It is a superpower.
We've all seen you do it, and it's impressive.
Thank you for noticing.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's really noticeable. Right, what's the next one you've chosen?
Roger Sanchez, Another Chance. This reminds me of collecting glasses. Yeah, Roger Sanchez in general reminds me of collecting glasses in a bar.
Where was the bar?
Birmingham.
Right.
Yeah, Broad Street. Shout out to those guys.
Oh, did you work in one of the bars on Broad Street?
I did.
What one?
It was called Studebaker's. So it was
I actually went there back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... we all did it, didn't we?
Yeah.
You know, we all did it.
I don't know whether Broad Street is like that anymore, but on a Friday and Saturday, it was wild, wasn't it?
It was lit. It was super turnt.
Yeah, it was super turnt. So many people just puking. Just in one very short space of road.
Yeah, I mean, the gutters ran orange, didn't they?
Yeah. All right, let's play it then. Roger Sanchez, Another Chance.
In the mix.
I've got a question for you, Mike, but I don't know if you're going to answer it. And there's two ways of approaching this. It's like, one, you just don't tell me or anyone else the answer. There's three ways. Or you tell everyone listening the answer. Or you just tell us the answer and we fade the microphone down. We keep the mystery going. But
how do I tell the listeners the answer without telling you?
I can take you off air. And then we'll just hear it.
Technology's amazing.
Isn't it? Yeah, we're all learning. Chris, go ahead.
So, the girl on CD UK, right? has never been revealed, right?
No.
As far as I know. Would you be willing to reveal?
You need to explain that for people that don't
know. Okay. So, there was a street song called When You Wasn't Famous,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
And the line is... considering the amount of...
If you were married now to a person from TV... Are you married to someone from TV?
Yeah, I'm
not from TV.
No.
So, let's say that your wife used to... We all had a really fun 20s, didn't we? We all just really did... our 20s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Right.
Yeah.
But now we've got children and, you know, our children are at school.
Sure, life's moved on.
Yeah, I mean, a scandal right now for your wife, let's say, could be...
Is the girl in question my wife?
We're just extending the metaphor here. I'm trying to get you to empathise with the situation.
I don't think you're going to get an answer to this, Chris.
Right. So I had this one opportunity with you once, right? And I was at Holly Willoughby's house.
Oh.
Right. And they were having a party, and things had got a bit wavy, and I ended up with you on the roof of their house. And
yes,
I'll be honest with you. Do you remember that? But this was the one question I regret. Like, I woke up the next day and was like, did I ask him that question and did I get an answer or did I not? Because it's always bothered me.
You can't remember.
But the line in that song, considering the amount of something you've done, you looked amazing on CD UK, and I never asked you. So is the answer you're not going to tell me right now?
Not right now, no. There but if, when we're at like a Philip Schofield party, maybe.
Then you'll let him know.
Yeah, I think a Philip Schofield party, that would be the time and the place.
All right, mate, can we get another selection from you?
Empire of the Sun, Walking on a Dream, because all I do at the moment is listen to summery music so that I don't get a bad reputation with my neighbours.
Summary, Empire of the Sun, Walking on a Dream, chosen by Mike Skinner. Chris Stark, would it be fair to say that Mike Skinner's been responsible for some of the best nights of your life?
100%. Last Streets gig I went to, I was on a guy called Danny Graff's shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
It all gone a bit messy. And then all of a sudden, right in front of me, is a Charlie Cooper.
Charlie Willoughby.
You know, the lad from... Charlie Cooper with his shirt off just in front of me. He's getting involved.
Oh, the guy from this country, yeah.
The guy from this country. And it must be an odd one for you, Mike. Like, especially with some of the recent gigs, you look out in the crowds, there must be all sorts of people that you see crowd surfing, moshing, and they're just guys at the TV. What's one that sticks in your mind?
Crouch. Peter Crouch. Crouchy.
He loves it.
Crouchy loves you.
And to be fair, he got a much, much bigger cheer than anything I did that night.
Cheers. This is so good. When you get Mike Skinner on, it's like you're having this sort of 3 a.m. chat that you have. It's like the nearest thing that I think we've had on so far to a philosopher, you know? Just, he picks his words carefully. He gets you thinking.
Mike Skinner in the mix on BBC Radio 1. What are we having next?
I would like to hear The Strokes because, I mean, you can make any song about now, can't you? Particularly now. But you can make this song about now.
OK, let's play The Strokes someday on Radio 1.
Mike, very quickly before you go, I was having a couple of drinks with my mates on Zoom because it's what you got to do at the moment, and got very deep, and we've talked about 3 a.m. sort of chat. Now, I've decided that a song of yours called The Escapist will be the final song for me. It'll be the one that's at my funeral. What I want to check with you is that, as a Streets fan, the right choice, or should I be going for a different one, or do you approve?
Yeah, no, I think that I can't think of a better. I mean, yeah, you don't want to go. You don't want to be like too cool, you know. You gotta sort of give people what they want, you know. And, you know, you get a bit bored with yourself and with the things that you love. You gotta shut up and play the hits.
Yeah.
Can we have one more track and can we make it a classic one of yours, please, Mike?
I think we should listen to Don't Mug Yourself.
Yes!
Because that was recorded in my wardrobe and I think that is also relevant to
really
today.
Alright, Don't Mug Yourself, The Streets on Radio 1. Mike Skinner, legend, thank you so much for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Mike Skinner.
In the mix.
A new day, another morning after. Leaning back on my chair in a greasy spoon cafeteria. Last night was some beer lariness done our way, but again, we're back in the light of day. Chatting, sitting at the wall table, telling jokes, playing with the salt, looking out the window. Girl brings two plates of full English over with plenty of scrambled eggs and plenty of fried tomato. Get my phone out, about to give this girl a shout, see if she had a nice time last night uptown.
Ask if she fancies trying it again sometime. Then Cal grabs the phone like, oi, 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 oi.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Chris, this is so cool. Now, listening in Bermuda, it's Jen. Hey, Jen.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're good. How is Bermuda today?
It's hot and humid.
Okay, wow. What time is it there, please?
It is 20 to 10 in the morning.
Okay, so we're like your kind of early morning radio. How did you even find our show?
When I first sort of discovered podcasts a few years ago and was stumbling around, somehow I ended up on you guys and then started listening to Radio 1. And I have to say that at the time I had a job I hated. And the only thing that got me there in the morning was listening to the podcast every day. So thank you for that.
I love that. That.
That's so cool. I love that. That's really good as well. Do you know what? My only kind of knowledge of Bermuda is obviously the triangle, which I'm sure you're sick of hearing about. But the first thought that I go to in my head is when Nicolas Cage came in. Do you remember, Scott? The actor, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
And he was an absolute salad.
Yeah, he was.
He came in, he'd obviously had a bad day or something, right? And you know, most people come in and they just want a bit of a laugh. And, you know, I'd like to think that we're friendly. He came in, didn't really want to shake hands or anything like that. That's fine. Mm. But then, do you remember, we tried to have a chat with him. I remember you saying, so whereabouts, you know, do you spend most of your time? And he just went, the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, no.
And that was basically the only thing he said.
There was a rumour that he had just bought a house next to Jennifer Aniston in LA. He looked at the wall throughout the interview, didn't look at me once. And then he just went, no, not true. I live in Bermuda. And then walked out. So, yeah.
That's right. He just walked out.
Have you ever seen Nicolas Cage? Apparently he lives there.
I have not, no.
You get quite
Michael
a lot.
Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones used to live here.
I'm going to say, yeah, whoa. All the famouses. Okay, well, welcome to Radio 1 from Bermuda, Jen. This is my choice today on Bangers. This is Last All Night, Oliver Heldens on BBC Radio 1. That's my choice.
Ah, yes, Oliver Heldens, of course.
I kind of forgot what it was, but I'm
I was
back.
Wondering where you were for a minute. I assumed you were double-checking. A quick Shazam or something, right?
And I was supposed to say it.
No, I chose this a long time ago, and I've forgotten what it's called. Anyway, that's my bang. I'd really like to hear
all right.
it.
Or you could have my banger, which is some of the most inappropriate lyrics of all time, but quite like the song. This is my choice. I mean, it really was kind of a different time. But anyway, this is 50 Cent, Candy Shop. It is. I mean, I kind of want to hear that just for anyone that's in an office with other people and they've got to kind of look them in the eye.
Yeah, or like if people, because it's nice weather, if people have got their windows far down on their car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blast it out.
And just have that blaring out.
Yeah. Okay, Jen, what are we having?
Well, as much as that would be funny, I have to say I was definitely finding the first one a bit more of a bop.
Okay. My bop it is.
They say all people are 6 social connections away from each other.
Here he goes again.
Do you think we could try this to bag ourselves a celeb for our podcast?
Let's give it a go.
I'm Jamie Lang.
And I'm Spencer Matthews.
Join us on a mission to reach a celebrity using the 6 degrees of separation.
With absolutely no prep, no celeb bookers, calling friends of friends and their friends.
Will our powers of persuasion work?
I genuinely give it 50-50.
And is our contacts book more Z-list than A-list?
You don't know a single A-lister.
6 degrees from Jamie and Spencer.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
We'll be right back.
listening in Bermuda. That is Oliver Heldens and Last Door Night. I know what it's called now. At least Chris knew the name of his own song. Okay. Charlotte, somewhere in Wales, is well disappointed. She really wanted to be taken to the candy shop. Yeah. I just listened to the start of that song off air, and it's hilarious.
It's not right, is it?
Yeah.
Here he goes.
Give us 20 seconds. Yeah. Let's just hear a little bit. Let's go back in time. Uh-huh.
So seductive.
Oh.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot.
Oh. Scott Mills.
Last night on Phil Taggart's chillest show on Radio 1. A chill mix from NJ Cole. You can listen again on BBC Sounds. The show last night was for the dad dads, the lad dads, the mum dads, the no dads, the fat dads, the skinny dads, absent dads, clingy dads, fab dads, stepdads, gone dads, and rad dads. They all got a chill-based shout last night because it was Father's Day. If you need something, if you get the Monday morning fear, even if you're not going actual into work at the moment, but if you still get that, like, Monday feeling, this show is the ultimate thing to listen to. It's just so chilled. I'm going to ask if we can fill in for it one day when it spills off.
Yeah, and we can do our chilled voice here. Yeah. What is this noise you're playing in the background, by the way? Because it's really unsettling my stomach.
It's just a chill noise, but if you need to go to the toilet, then yeah, it will.
I worry it's that type of noise, you know. In certain speakers, that's going to be...
Yeah.
That's going to be quite an effect on people.
Yeah, this might affect your bowels, just saying, but it's chill, yeah? So I'm going to play Phil's chillest record from last night on the show.
Oh, we should so do it. If we can do... Just once, let us have that show.
Please, Radio 1.
Be great, because we can talk like this.
Yeah, I'm going to play like loads of songs like this. It's Thomas and Resonate.
Radio 1's
chillest record.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What I'm going to do next Sunday, I found this new thing. I'm all about, because I can't go to any kind of spa, I'm about creating it at home at the moment, Chris.
Yeah.
Please, can you, on a search engine, look up bubble face mask? Bubble face mask. I've just ordered one.
Okay.
And that's what I'm going to be wearing next Sunday night while listening to Phil Taggart's chillest show on Radio 1.
Oh, that's something else.
Have a look, everyone.
What is that?
Have a look, everyone.
Oh, that's amazing. That's the find of the day. So what is that?
Just bubbles up on your face. Gets it real nice and clean and toned.
Can we talk about something you put up on your social media soon as well? There was something I saw on there, and it looked all sorts of wrong.
What, the meat claws?
I saw your meat claws, which, yeah, I saw that. And firstly, I think you're meant to use them when you've sort of got some nice tender meat, but there you were sort of going at it with your new sort of Wolverine meat claws. But it was actually the way you cooked a steak. From what I could see, you seemed to be steaming it.
My new machine. Oh, I feel so chill, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Back to the hits.
Why?
Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, for our golden moment today, we're going back to your 19th year at the Tap End, Chris Stark.
Very excited for this. Yeah, this was my first day at uni. So I had to form new relationships, new friends, and obviously a new housemate.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to hear all about it.
So this is, we used to do this on the show, Chris's unofficial autobiography. It's today's golden moment. Here we go.
Gold, 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 the Scott Mills golden moment on Radio 1.
And cue the theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did 24 years at the Tap End. At the Tap End. My 19th year at the Tap End. I just had the best summer of my life. Me and the lads had a great time in Malia, and had our last drinks in the pub we all used to go to, the Misty Moon in Northwood. Was a bit emotional, really. I think we all thought things were going to change from there on in. Most of the lads were heading off to different unis all over the UK, and those that weren't were getting jobs. It came to the day which was to be my first day at Southampton Uni. I think my mum was more excited than me about it, and my poor dad was trying to get as much of my stuff into the car as he could. I was a bit gutted to be leaving home, but think that was more the fear of the unknown than anything else. Just off the M3, we turned left and there was my halls, Glenair Halls.
Aww.
We went through the barrier and drove around the corner to my block.
I know it well.
Of course,
why
yeah.
do you know it? You didn't go to Southampton University.
I used to sneak into the university radio when I was 15.
I wonder what you're going to say. Sneaking into the halls?
I used to do little random shows. My mate was a student there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
The halls looked amazing. Big fountain in the middle surrounded by a big square of grass. There were loads of reps helping us to unload cars. Sorry,
reps?
I'm reading this weird, aren't I?
Reps, like off of Malia?
They were like freshers reps, they were called. It was basically all the second years had a shirt to show how
made.
Important they were
yeah.
so that they could get off with the freshers. That's the truth of it.
Really?
But on that day, to impress the parents and that they're there to help, they unload cars and stuff like that.
But they've got an ulterior.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We found a space, went to the reception to register, then made our way up to my room in H block. We carried my stuff up and I quickly banished my parents. And there I was. In a room in Southampton by myself, surrounded by boxes of kitchen stuff I didn't know how to use. I decided to go visit the bar, which was right on my doorstep. Although I didn't know it at the time, this bar was to make up the content of some of the best chapters of my life. I thought I'd go give it a look and take the opportunity to go spot some early talent in preparation for the following evening's toga party. The start of freshers.
They still do those toga parties. Why do they do it?
Always.
Why?
Always in freshers. It's a toga party, a school disco.
Or Baywatch.
And, yeah, lifeboat. What else do they do? It's mainly love a toga party.
They love it. I don't know why. They just love it.
A bloke called Oggy approached me to say hello.
How do you know his name was Oggy?
Well, I know now.
Right.
It's like half of this is with hindsight. A bloke called Oggy approached me to say hello. He was Tonk. And I noticed he was making a huge effort to get to know all the on-site girls, with some great success.
He was what?
Tonk.
What's that?
It's a word he uses for, like, a hunk.
Stacked.
Yeah.
Well, I don't call him a hunk. You know?
Have you got a thing at the back? What do they call it? In like, old books where you don't know the word?
Oh, an index?
Yeah.
Can do.
Tonk.
An appendix.
Because you need to have that for Tonk. That needs to have a little one by it, and okay. then a bit at the back where you can reference it, or at least at the bottom of the page.
I'll write that in now.
Anywho, back to Tonk Oggy. I want to know more.
I decided he must be the one I try and attach myself to for protection.
Were the ladies liking him?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He was a freshers rep and clearly held the power.
I bet you ended up hating him.
Oggy would later become my housemate for my future years at uni.
Oh.
But there's plenty of stories I look forward to telling about this legend. That night, to try and make friends and to impress Oggy, I told a lie that I regret saying. I claimed that I had recently pulled the ginger one from the Sugar Babes.
We've done this before.
Yeah. This would later lead to my first year nickname being called Sugar Babe. I'm ashamed of this, as this name and reputation was built on a foundation of lies.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Facts has happened, and Chris has just told us that he told everyone that he had got off with one of the Sugar Babes. All lies, Chris.
Yeah, I'm all really... lies. I do regret that.
Do you?
Because it was then a lie that I had to go along with for a year.
Yeah. What, so every time people had heard about it, did you just say, yeah, I did?
Yeah, I did. And the problem is, the more you lie, the more elaborate it gets, the harder it is to remember stuff.
Right, well, what did this story end up being then?
Well, I did meet this girl, actually. I met her in Misty Moons in Northwood once.
Who?
The ginger one from the Sugar Base.
Siobhan?
That's it.
Yeah.
And, But yeah, I
you
claimed...
You didn't get off with her?
No, I didn't.
What actually happened with you and Siobhan? You said, all right.
I went up to her after a couple and was like, all right. And she basically had no interest whatsoever.
No.
Sort of was with her mates. It was all very awkward.
And then what did the story end up being?
I'd previously pulled her and was going out with her briefly before I started uni and dumped her so I could be single and freshers.
How much did that escalate?
That was a bad one.
That was really bad. I like this because this is like one of those autobiographies where people, you know, really speak from the heart and they say their regrets about what they've done in their life. And this is what yours is like.
Now. I want to be honest.
Yeah, no, I like it.
I also had recently acquired Rachel Stevens' number.
How?
I can't disclose how. And to impress him, I called it. I don't mean it. I mean, I called the number.
You're not calling Rachel Stevens it?
And left a voicemail.
Hang on a second. Right. If you're being honest, how the hell did you get Rachel Stevens' number? No. Was it her actual number?
I'm almost certain this is the correct number, just because of the way it was got.
Who gave you the number?
It was acquired through Bradley.
Who?
Bradley S Club?
Yeah.
Bradley S Club 7 gave you Rachel S Club 7's
for
number?
For money?
Not quite. This has all gone wrong. I can't say, can
you
I?
You paid Bradley from S Club for Rachel's number?
No.
He showed you her number on his phone. You memorised it.
Almost.
Right. I knew this. I know you so well. You wrote it down.
Why was he showing you Rachel's number?
Am I right?
Number?
He wasn't showing me.
He's gone so red.
It was acquired through Bradley.
Yeah.
From someone else who used that technique. I can't say who. I can't say how.
Okay. Well, that's all I need to know. Move on.
I can't disclose how, and to impress him... No, I've read this bit. I called and left a voicemail. I must point out at this point, Rachel Stevens does not have a clue who I am. I therefore also apologise to Rachel Stevens for the voicemail that night, but thank her for helping me survive my first night at uni.
What happened? What did you say on the voicemail?
I did the age-old thing of, hiya, it's Chris, can you give us a call back?
Classy.
So that she would then hear it, go, God, Chris. I must know Chris. Yeah, I know Chris. I'll call him back and find out which one. She never did.
No.
I hope one day to buy Rachel Stevens and the ginger one from Sugar Babes a drink. If it wasn't for them, my first night at uni wouldn't be the start of some important chapters of my life. I went back to my room. Darkness fell on my first night.
Is that what you call it?
I went back to my room. Darkness fell on my first night, moved away from home. That makes no sense.
No.
I pressed play on the streets and Kano CD in my CD player. And although I was a bit sad and missed my mates from home, exciting and incredible times were to come.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Alice!
Hello!
Oh, I was a bit worried there because I know you only had the two bars going on because that's how it is where you live, isn't it?
Yeah, we're literally parked in a field.
Are you? Whereabouts?
Yeah, in between Laxfield and Otherston.
Okay, now
near Fram.
Middle
Earth.
You're near Framlingham, off of Ed Sheeran's Castle on the Hill, there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you must get quite bored of people saying that to you.
Yeah, it's botting all the time.
Yeah. But you probably have tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass, haven't you, at some point?
Yeah.
You know, driving at 90 down those country lanes, not advisable. Singing to Tiny Dancer.
Yeah, I do quite often sing to Tiny Dancer.
Running from the law through those backfields. You've done it all in Fram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obsessed by Scalzi.
Yeah.
Yeah, running through the backfields is... do you remember when Theresa May said that the naughtiest thing she ever did was run through the fields of wheat?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
God, that feels like ages ago.
Yeah, I always get those two lines mixed up. Because it does sound like Ed Sheeran's... Yeah, go on.
I recreated that when we were in lockdown.
Did you?
Did you? You ran through the fields of wheat, did you?
God. Yeah. All happens in Fram, doesn't it?
Right. How naughty.
Very naughty. Alice, I've got this banger which I would like to hear on Radio 1 today. But do you want to hear this? Who's with you and are you on your own?
I'm with my fiancé.
Hello, fiancé. Name?
My chauffeur. Jamie.
Hello, Jamie. Okay. See what he thinks of this. Yeah. I've chosen Pia Mia.
I forgot about Pia Mia.
Yeah? What tune?
Is
it
he friends with Kylie Jenner?
Yeah.
Oh, knowledge.
Yeah,
I don't know what Pia Mia's up to now.
Don't care, she's left us with this iconic song, Do It Again, and that's my banger.
All right, but do you know what? I've got something so special for you on Bangers if you go with this. Could be a real moment, could turn into a proper sing-along. Oh, Scott, do you remember this at your house when you got the gospel choir in?
Yeah.
I think it was for a Halloween party. And it went off when this was on. Was it your birthday?
I think
was that
so.
What it was? This is Mary J. Blige, No More Drama.
Is your birthday today?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just
imagine
that Mary J. is singing this to you, or Pia Mia. Happy birthday. Okay, so you got No More Drama, or you've got Do It Again. What do you want to hear?
I think I'm going to have to go old school.
Which is?
Mary J.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, this is going to be great. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
See you, Alice. Oh, yeah, this is going to be good.
Broken heart again, another lesson learned. Better know your friends, or else you will get burned. Gotta count on me, 'cause I can guarantee that I'll be fine.
Daily.
So yesterday, I need to tell you this, I popped to the local shop near me and it was two people max allowed in the shop, a small shop, okay? So I'm waiting outside, being polite for this guy to pay and leave. And as he leaves and goes out the door, he's like, thank you, Scott Mills. And I'm like, oh, cool. All right, but now I'm fully masked up, okay? I've got my mask on, my black one. By the way, my new black masks that I've just had delivered are so soft on my face. They're so silky, it's like wearing underwear on my face. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, thanks, through the mask. Anyway, I go into the shop, get what I need, come back out, and there he is waiting. And he's like, come on then, Scott Mills, let's have a selfie. I've seen you a few times, I only live around the corner. So I'm like, yes, me too. So... And I know his name was Alistair. He said his name was Alistair. So, hi, Alistair. I look really tiny in the selfie, I'm sure, because I kept my 2 metres back from Alistair, and I'm in full mask. I refuse to take my mask off. So it's a bit like, I don't know if you've ever seen the pictures of the Avril Lavigne meet and greets where she meets the fans and she's really far away from them. Or
yeah.
Felt a little bit like Victoria Beckham. That iconic photo where they're all behind a glass wall and she's in front of it doing a V sign and posing for the photo.
So here's the thing. When all this is kind of calmed down, was Alistair wearing a mask or not? Because it's going to look like, when the context has gone, that this is how you have photos with people. You need to be 2 metres apart, you wear a mask, and they can't be anywhere near you, you know?
No mask on Alistair, or maybe he had it round his neck.
Oh, that picture's going to age badly for you.
So, yeah, just me in full PPE mask there. Alistair, depending on what happens, maybe meet you at the same shop next time. When could we do it? This time next week, and maybe we could be only a metre away and I'll look less small.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back tomorrow from 11 after Greg James, and in the mix for us from 1 will be Anne-Marie. 1!